United States History, 8th grade. Monday, April 27th. History Unit, Manifest Destiny. Lesson 1, California and Utah. Objective, be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Number 1, explain the causes and effects of Manifest Destiny in California and Utah. Introduction to Lesson 1. We enter into our final week on Manifest Destiny with California and Utah. These two new states provide us with interesting insights for why people moved westward, which is similar to the 3 G's of the early exploration. Do you remember the 3 G's? God, gold, and glory. In California, one argument is that gold is literally what causes persons to leave the civilized, industrialized North and agrarian South and West to have a chance at striking gold. For Utah, one argument is that God brought them to Utah as Salt Lake City became a home for Mormons. Overall, these two states provide interesting insights into Manifest Destiny. California will want to join the Union as a free state, and this opens up the conversation again about what to do with admitting free versus slave states. Remember when Thomas Jefferson wrote the following about the Missouri Compromise. But this is a reprieve only, not a final sentence. A geographical line, coinciding with a marked principle, moral and political, once conceived and held up to the angry passions of men, will never be obliterated, and every new irritation will mark it deeper and deeper. Well, California is going to irritate the Union. You must read pages 415 to 419, complete the It Matters Because, general questions, review progress checks, and write your flashcards. Take challenge 14.4 and make corrections, and then look at the map work. Figure 1. Mormons traveling to Salt Lake City in the 1850s. Some families could not afford a team of oxen or horses or a prairie schooner. Therefore, these families placed all their belongings on handcarts. Family members took turns pushing the handcarts on their journey. Please move past the challenge to map work. Image analysis, C. Directions. Using the image above, answer the following questions. Number 1. What is happening in the image? How do you know? Annotate the image. Number 2. What does the word panning mean for gold miners? Why might this word be important for the image? Page 6. United States History Map Work. Directions. Using the map above, answering the following questions. Using a red pen, use the answer key found on page 21 for corrections. Number 1. After 1783, what river served as the westernmost border of the original 13 United States? Number 2. Which land deal and which territory became part of the Union in the year 1803? Number 3. In what year did the Oregon Territory become part of the United States? What modern-day states make up the Oregon Territory? Number 4. In what year did the territory containing California and Utah become part of the United States? What modern-day states make up the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo? This concludes the material for Monday, April 27th.